Welcome back to Microsoft Virtual Academy. Today I'm sitting here with expert Adam Bertram, who is a published author on Pester. And so he's teaching me and teaching you how to use Pester. Now, one of the key things we want to make sure that we cover with this course is giving you some skills to help you become a published author. How can you take your code and get it fit for public use out on the PowerShell gallery? Because there's a little bit of a bar, and we want to help you get over that bar by showing you how to apply these skills now, and Adam's going to walk us through that.
Yep. This is going to be a module where it's kind of different than what the other modules we were talking about. Other modules we were saying either we do TDD, which we start with brand new code, writing a new tool or something like that, or we implement test for existing code. This is going to be a little bit different because we are taking a set of requirements already known to that someone else is defining, and we're going to write Pester test against our code for just those requirements. Okay. So it's a little bit different of how we're going to do that. And as far as for the PowerShell gallery, that could be for anything. For the PowerShell gallery, for be just a typical community resource, any kind of thing like that, any kind where somebody else has a set of requirements. So that's what we're going to talk about here. So to do that, we're going to go over a couple things. First is we've always been talking about unit tests. A lot of the content that we were talking about have been just unit tests. This is sort of like integration tests. So I'll show you about integration tests. I'm defining it in this instance. It's a little loose of a concept, but I'm defining this instance as where we're going to actually have to test something on the file system this time. We're actually going to have to touch something in the environment. It's not just code at this point. So we're going to be doing some integration tests. And then also as part of this, we're going to be focusing on PS Script Analyzer. So one of the, not necessarily a PowerShell gallery requirement, but it is definitely recommended to run PS Script Analyzer on your code before you attempt to publish it to the PowerShell gallery. I'll show you how you can automatically invoke all the rules that you want on your code with Pester. So PowerShell Gallery has a few requirements. The first is it has to have a module manifest, and it has to have a few keys populated in the module manifest, like description, product, project URI, license URI, and a few things like that.
It's basically metadata.
Metadata.
So if you go out to PowerShellGallery.com and you search for a module, you find it, you'll notice on the left bar there, beside the code, there are some of these links, like they've got to have a link to where your source code lives, right, in GitHub, things like that.
Mm-hmm. Yep, exactly. So as Ashley said, it's kind of metadata in your module manifest. And also I added a few in here that aren't necessarily required for the PowerShell gallery, but I highly recommend doing this. You need to do a Pester test, because if you have a set of Pester tests that go along with your module, then you know for a fact that you've actually paid attention. You know what your code does, and you have your tests along with it. We're going to write a little test to have Pester make sure you have Pester tests, so you can implement that way.
And I think I heard there's a code coverage minimum of like 70%. I'd have to look that up. Maybe that's on DSC resources or something, but they do pay attention to code coverage.
Okay, well, you've learned about code coverage already, so it's not a problem.
Yeah.
And then finally, another best practice, PS Script Analyzer passes all the tests that you think. So that's what we're going to go through here, and we'll hit a demo here and hope everything goes well. All right, so this one, I have chosen a module, but first off, I wanted to show you where you can get this at. On the PowerShell gallery, there's a PS Gallery FAQs, and it goes through a little bit, how can I publish to the PowerShell gallery? And there's a few things here that you need to pay attention to. And rather than, you know, going through this, I've actually went to this page multiple times when I was publishing something to the gallery, because I always forgot, well, what are they requiring? I have to go to this page, read down through, figure out what it is. And I got tired of it, and I eventually said, I'm just going to write a test. I could run the test every time for a new module, and I don't have to ever read the requirements anymore. Mm-hmm. I just have an automated test that I can do.
So you test your manifest for those certain keys then?
Yep, I test the manifest for the certain keys, yep.
Nice.
So to do that, I'll start off with a typical module, and what the module is doesn't make any difference. I have a PS Web Deploy module that I have up on GitHub. So any module will do. I'm just going to use this one as an example to put here in the demos. So as part of this, I have one describe block because it's like we are doing all the PowerShell gallery tests. So a good grouping is just call it PowerShell gallery test and put each of the tests inside of there. And to go with the arrange act and assert method, I have all the code that I need to actually do the assertions later on up at the top. So you see here, I have a module folder, just supplied a path of that, a path to the module manifest, because we're going to be testing the manifest. And then finally here, I'm just using the PowerShell V5 command, import PowerShell data file, which essentially reads the module manifest, converts it into a hash table.
Beautiful.
At that point, we can just, you know, check keys.
So yeah.
Yeah, it saves a lot of time.
Oh, look at that. Nice. Yeah.
Yep. And then it blocks. It's just a bunch of assertions from here on out.
Okay.
You build your framework ahead of time, and I just plug them in here. Must have a module manifest with the same name as the module. The module manifest name should exist. Using the exist operator.
Mm-hmm.
Must have the description manifest key populated. All I do is check manifest.description. Mm-hmm. Should not be null or empty. There is another operator we have. Must have the author manifest key populated. That was the one I forgot because I don't even have to check them anymore.
Yeah.
Same thing. Author should not be null or empty. Must have either the license URI or project URI. And I made it so to where I'm doing concatenating these, make sure the whole thing's not null or empty, because if there's one of them, it's going to be true.
Oh, okay.
So same thing with that. Here's another one that I added in here as just kind of a thing. When you have these pester tests, a framework already built out, you can easily just plug in any kind of best practices that you want. Here's kind of one that I plugged in at the last minute. Must pass test module manifest validation. So as part of that, I'll just run test module manifest against the module manifest, and then say should be true. So if it's not true, it'll tell me and it didn't pass. And here's another one, must have associated pester test. This really isn't a great test. It's just actually testing if I have a test.ps1.
Mm-hmm.
We could get really granular with this to make sure the test looks right and all that, but that would get way complicated.
Mm-hmm.
And then finally, must pass PS script analyzer rules. So here I am running invoke PS script analyzer, pointing it to my module just like I normally would. And in this instance, I'm excluding a rule because I know I have a rule inside of my module that I'm fine with it. It'll pass muster anyway.
Now, just so everybody's aware, that PS Script Analyzer module is free, and it basically evaluates your code for best practices, making sure you don't use certain commands that are frowned on for security reasons, looking at the formatting of your code, making sure you don't use aliases in your code, things like that.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of similar to Pester,
yeah,
sort of.
In a way.
It's kind of testing your code to make sure it passes muster and it works.
They call it a linting tool.
Yep.
And Adam, props on this. This is great.
Oh, good.
Like
good.
This.
Good. Appreciate it. So, yeah, it's just once you have the framework already built out, you could just copy and paste or put it into a test.ps1 file. And then at that point, all you have to do is point it at whatever module you want, and then run all your tests, and if they don't fail, you know exactly where it failed and what you needed to to change. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Very good.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So that's it?
Yeah, that's it.
Wow.
Yeah, not much at all to that. I mean, really,
yeah.
Once you have, you know, the basic, we went through all the syntax and the basics and everything.
Mm-hmm.
This is an example to where if you have this set of requirements, you just take the set of requirements, put them right into your describe block, and then just run your assertions and you're done. You don't have to worry about what it does again.
So there's really two kinds of tests here. There's a test for your actual code itself, which you should have already written.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a test to make sure that you've met all the requirements to submit to the gallery.
Yeah, there's a lot of different layers. So as we talked about before, unit test, I'm assuming that we're using the PS Web Deploy module here. I'm going to assume, trust, that already has unit tests for each of the functions inside of
there.
So, and this is kind of like the next layer to where it's saying, okay, we're going to assume that there's already unit test. Now it's just kind of a different layer of we're actually testing the manifest and testing a lot of other things based on an outside source to make sure all those work right.
Okay, very good. Well, thank you, Adam.
Mm-hmm.
So that wraps up this one segment here on things to consider if you want to publish your code. Now, we want to cut back to a slide here that's got Adam's book on it that we've been promoting, as well as the GitHub for the Pester repo. You can find the wiki out there, but you can also use Adam's book to dive deeper on some of these topics as well. And that will help you. So now what we've done is we've taken those basics that we learned back in modules 1 and 2. We applied this some real world code in module 3. Module 4 now, how to take that real world code and make it real world, published for the whole world. And then finally, we're going to come back and look a little bit about DSC, desired state configuration. Hugely popular topic these days. And yes, we need to test that too. So stay tuned because you really don't want to miss that final segment.